This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What's up, loves? Welcome to Self-Care in Real Life, a podcast where we obsess over giving women the tools that they need to choose happiness and create more joyful moments. I am your host, best-selling author and lifestyle blogger, Ty Alexander, and I'm basically your new wellness hype girl, so welcome to the party. Before we take a deep dive into today's episode, I want to remind you to please be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes if you've enjoyed the podcast so far. For my faithful listeners who are used to ad-free podcast episodes, we now have them for you over on our exclusive membership community on Patreon. That's patreon.com/selfcareIRL. In addition to the ad-free podcast episodes, you will also find all of the gems that I have created for you to help you cultivate life-shifting healing experiences. So let's get right into today's episode. I'm sure you've heard by now, unless you've been somewhere under a rock, I don't know. But recently, in a historic and far-reaching decision, the U.S. Supreme Court officially reversed Roe versus Wade, declaring that the constitutional right to abortion, which has been upheld for nearly half a century, will no longer exist. The decision, which was leaked back in May of 2022, means that abortion rights will be rolled back in nearly half of the states immediately, and we're predicting that more restrictions are likely to follow. I am also certain that you've seen the outrage on social media or on the news, and you might even be as outraged as I am. Full disclosure, I stand very tall and very loud about my pro-choice beliefs. And while this is not a podcast about politics or religion, this is a podcast focused and committed to honoring the care of self. Most important person to us is self. I feel like a lot of us suffer in silence when these, you know, huge cultural moments happen. So I wanted to take some time today and use our platform as just a brave space for us to unpack and to do a little healing. So in today's episode, you and I are going to chat about the radical care that I think we need to implement post Roe versus Wade reversal and the resources you can support if advocacy is on your heart in any way. Now, I always go back and forth about whether I should speak on global issues on our podcast, because while this is extremely self-serving for me, this is therapy almost for me. It's definitely, at the very least, this is my pre-therapy work, right? Like, I get to unpack so that when I get to therapy, I kind of know what I want to talk about or unpack with her. And of course, I hope that I hope that you receive my messages in love and use them to heal. But I would be naive to believe that sometimes these topics can bring out division and hatred. And it is never my intention to support the divide of humans or the hate towards them. So let me first remind you that no matter where you stand on this topic, it is important for us to make space in our hearts for each other. And I know that sounds very kumbaya, very, you know, uber Martin Luther King Jr., peace before violence, blah, 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 blah. But I am just as loving as I am radical. And I think we all need to support the duality of our lives more. But child, that's a whole nother episode. Anywho's. Now that I've been eating my superfoods regularly for a few weeks now, I can honestly say I look forward to having my red juice from Organifi. Organifi is a line of organic superfood blends that offer plant-based nutrition with a high-quality ingredients with less than 3 grams of sugar. I love Organifi not only because their juices are tasty, but also because they're so easy to prepare. Simply mix your superfood blend with water or your favorite beverage. You can even do it on the go. I've tried the green juice and wow, I love the green juice because it incorporates farm fresh ingredients into my diet and locks in extra vitamins and antioxidants that I may not get in my normal day. You can experience Organifi's high quality superfoods without breaking the bank. Go to www.organifi.com/TY and use the code TY for 20% off your order. That's organifi.com/TY and use the code TY for 20% off any item. So first, I think the big question for all of us should be what's next. And so I want to touch on what's next for me, and then you can kind of decide what may be next for you. I have officially activated my need to learn more about politics. I need to know who is in office in my state at all levels, and, you know, honestly, in other states as well. I also need to know what pain points they're focusing on, and not just during election, but outside of election. Like, what are their pain points? And most urgently, what their core beliefs are. Then I will be intentional about sharing what I've learned with you. And I'm being super intentional because I think, or I know, one of the really great things about social media is being able to influence others. And I never take that privilege for granted. But with that, I am also keenly aware that the really bad part about social media is being able to influence others, especially with incorrect information. Group thought, my gosh, is at an all-time high because we've convinced ourselves that things aren't worth the 10-minute read, right? So I am being very cautious and intentional with what I share. I'm not sharing things for shock value or for likes or comments or shares, but please do like, comment, and share. But if I decide to share with you, please know and assume that I've Googled it, I've watched the whole video, I've read a few articles on what I've shared. Please know that, again, I am sharing with intention. I am also choosing to learn more because one of the things that brought me the most anger, the most anxiety about this Roe versus Wade reversal was my lack of knowledge. Like, I was in the dark. I still am kind of completely in the dark. And I think most of us are, right? Like, there's so many layers to this, so many reasons why this is happening right now at this moment. And it's dated far beyond, you know, what most of us assume, which would be 2016 when Trump got into office. Although that really did screw us, you know, by believing that Hillary's emails were that important. This is far beyond 2016. So again, the first thing I'm going to do is arm myself with knowledge because I know that that will ease my soul just a tad bit. Because the what's next for this Roe versus Wade reversal, you know, it's still playing out. It's up to us to be diligent about knowing how to move going forward because the world is going to continue to turn, right? In the show's descriptions, look for some links to some articles and some tweets that I think will help you understand this just a little bit more. Number two, I saw a post from DeWanda Wise. She's an actress. She was the only Black girl in the new Jurassic Park world. If you haven't seen it, it's really good. She was also in She's Gotta Have It on Netflix. Anyways, she's an actress. She talked about integrating sustainable ways to advocate for the things that we believe in. And that if we found ways to consistently advocate for things like this, it wouldn't feel like such a volcano eruption. And more importantly, she highlighted that if we were all really advocating and supporting the things we believed in, we could really change some things, right? Like we could really find some solutions to some of these problems. It's more than the black squares or the social media posts. It's the volunteering at voting polls to make sure our rights aren't violated. And if they are, we are there to document them. It's showing up at shelters and donating our time and our resources. It's being present to offer solutions for these moments. I've said this before, but it's really knowing that this is our journey of healings, and we should and most certainly can do it together. But this is life work, you know? There is no finish line. These are the things that we do, you know, forever. And there's one thing that's clear. The other side, y'all, the other side has been playing the long game. The more I research and educate myself on this, on just Roe versus Wade reversal, it's clear that they've been cooking up stuff for decades while we've been, I don't know, twiddling our thumbs. I don't know what we've been doing, child. I don't know. I honestly don't know what we've been doing. But just like how the other side has been diligently supporting and advocating for the things that they believe in, we have to do the same thing. And not just when we are up against the ropes or when we are knee deep in crisis mode, but always, again, sustainable ways to advocate for the things we believe in so that when the world crumbles, we know and believe we have been doing something. We are doing something and our movement is creating progress. You know what I love? I love finding beauty products that work, and I really love recommending them to my family and friends and my internet besties. That is you, yes. But sometimes what works for me doesn't always work for someone else. Your hair may need something different from mine. That's where Prose comes in. Prose makes custom hair care that's personal. Using natural ingredients with proven results, Prose customizes every product in your routine from shampoo to supplements. Your hair's needs aren't one size fits all, so your products definitely shouldn't be either. When I recommend Prose to a friend, I know it will work for them because Prose takes the time to personalize products just for you. All you have to do is answer a few simple questions about your hair and your lifestyle, and Prose does the rest. Prose is a healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today. Go to prose.com/self-care. That's prose.com/self-care for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off. Number three, my last what's next for you, for me, for us, is child, just log off. Just log off, turn it off, close it out, quit the browser, just turn it off. The killer keyboard action that we be doing, it's got to stop. Seriously, just stop scrolling. And trust me, I know that we all do this, but enough is enough. Check the time that you've been on each app. I know iPhone does it. I don't know what you Android people be doing, but on iPhone, it details how many hours you're spending on the internet. Cut it out, cut it down, cut it in half if you can, or just, you know, make it a priority to cut it in half. When I feel myself huffing and puffing and being, you know, overly consumed with chatting with strangers on social media, who might I add are more often than not seeking middle ground understanding, and they would like to live in an echo chamber. Just close it out. Stop talking. Because the truth is, if I'm honest with you, I want to live in an echo chamber most days too. I don't feel like tussling with people all damn day. My energy is best spent discussing solutions and, again, new radical ways to care for myself. And you waste so much time trying to convince someone to change their mind. I completely understand the idea that we all don't have to have the same beliefs. I get it. But my core values gotta sink a little bit. I don't want to spend my valuable time arguing with folks, especially friends, you know, so find friends and create moments of advocacy together. All right, now that I've gotten that little rant off my chest, let me give you some resources, because by now, you should have the spirit of advocacy laying heavy on your heart right now. So one of the best tips I've heard during this whole thing was to pick an organization and donate small amounts each month. Think $5, $10, $20. Some of these organizations even have Amazon wish lists that you can purchase items and have them sent directly from Amazon to them. There are so many organizations working to protect abortion access. They fight these unnecessary restrictions. They break the stigma that surrounds abortion. Find one that aligns with your beliefs and your advocacy. Girl, find one that aligns with your beliefs and goals and start donating and volunteering today. So speaking of advocacy goals, there we go, I got it. Speaking of advocacy goals, let's create them. Whether it's finding a protest a month, joining a club of, you know, like-minded people, or maybe even starting your own club, you know, on Facebook or whatever, donating and volunteering each month, we have to be intentional for movement to happen. Remember, movement creates progress. Progress creates solution. My last resource for you is a really short list of podcast episodes that you can listen to after you binge ours, of course. And this will also, the links will also be in the show's description, just in case I'm moving too fast and you can't write all these down. So the first one is the Science Versus podcast. It's the abortion underground episode. This episode goes back to the pre-Roe years when one group of women got fed up and decided to take their health into their own hands. The next episode I want you to listen to is the Queer Sex episode, podcast episode number 57. This episode discusses the legal and political movement to outlaw abortion in the United States, including the propaganda strategies of the CPCs, the history of the U.S. abortion law, the current state of abortion rights, and how you can protect abortion access in your area. The next podcast I want you to listen to is the Abortion Diary, episode 162. A single mother named Christina shares her story of seeking an abortion in Alabama. And my last recommendation is from one of our favorite podcasts, Therapy for Black Girls. You should already be subscribed and listening. You may have already heard this one already. It is Session 140, Healing from an Abortion. This episode discusses some of the common experiences women may struggle with after an abortion, how to support a friend who has had an abortion, how support systems may change after an abortion, and she shares her favorite resources for anyone wanting additional support or information. I think we all know by now that a good morning routine is a great way to practice self-care. Recently, I upgraded my morning routine. I start every day with a scoop of AG1 from Athletic Greens. It's a small act of self-care that brings me a whole bunch of benefits. From just one scoop, I'm absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, and probiotics to help me start the day right. And it's lifestyle friendly. Whether you eat keto, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free, it's for you. What I love most about Athletic Greens is that their AG1 is cheaper than getting all of the different supplements myself. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/TY. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/TY to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. In the coming days and weeks and months, it will be crucial for us to stay united, for us to stay educated, and for us to stay well. I think what really needs to happen is for all of us to continue to share stories like the Abortion Diary. about our experiences with abortion, our stories. I'll be candid and say that I've had an abortion. I've had several, more than I like to admit, because again, there is a stigma around that. But I was young. I had a child already. I knew that the father of my potential second child wasn't going to take care of that child. So I knew, as a single mom already, what that looked like, and I knew that having another baby would make it worse. And so, if I'm honest, it wasn't really a thought for me, because again, I've always put myself first, with the understanding that in order for me to serve my community, my family, my child, I have to be taken care of. So I knew that having another child would not help my existing child or my own lifestyle. So I decided to terminate the pregnancy. The third time that I had an abortion was a horrible time. And I'm pretty sure that, that was the time that kind of left me, infertile? That ain't the word, but you know, it left me not being able to have any more children. Very complicated, not very supported at that center. And so I'm sharing this with you to bring some sort of, you don't know people's stories, right? And I think the more we share our stories, from whether it's the influencer, the vice president, the councilwoman, the lady at the grocery store, you know, the cleaning lady, whoever it is, right? We all have a story. And I think they all need to be heard. They all deserve, you know, they all deserve grace, right? And there's so many layers to this there's so many layers to abortion being illegal, you know, and we think about, we talk about, you know, women who have been sexually assaulted, and the very sad part about sexual assault or rape is that it happens more times than not from a person you loved and trusted, whether it's a boyfriend, an uncle, a brother, or whatever. There ain't that many serial rapists running around here. That's just not how that works. And so for politicians to say things like, we're going to get the rapists off the streets, how about get the rapists out of our homes? Because they are in our houses. We've invited them in. They are our neighbors. They are the babysitters. And so how do we, I hope that in addition to, again, fighting for the very basic minimal right of our bodies, we also talk more about how do we protect women and girls from people who we think are supposed to love us. Like another bigger conversation that I think we don't have enough of. And so whether your life is complicated in that way or your life is easy, please know that it is acceptable. It should be your demand to ask for what you deserve, to raise your hand and say, I need help. And also know that there are still people out there willing to help you. I feel like I'm ranting now. Anyway, lastly, before I let you go, Instagram finally gave me subscriptions. So if you are over on Instagram and it's got you in a chokehold like the rest of us, join me over there for some additional exclusive content. And please give yourself grace. Give the person beside you grace, even if they are living in an echo chamber and don't want to hear what you got to say. You know, grace is deserved, not earned. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am incredibly grateful for our connection. Thank you for just leaning into these hard conversations with me. And a special thank you to those of you who are here every week faithfully listening and supporting the podcast. If you'd like to continue our conversations, or you just have a story that you want to share, please consider joining our community. Log on to patreon.com/selfcare. That's patreon.com/selfcare IRL. And if you've enjoyed this episode, do me a favor. and submit your review on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you are listening to me today. Also, I kind of think you like me, so go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can be the first to get new episodes each and every Monday. And I want to encourage you to share this episode on IG Stories, Twitter, Facebook. Just do your girl a favor and share it so we can keep the conversations going. And when you do share it, make sure you tag me at Ty Alexander and at Self-Care IRL. Again, thank you so much for listening today. I enjoyed you. And until next time, toodles.